In many people's lives, there's a before and after day. The day when their entire life changes, sometimes radically and painfully. For Jim and Sarah Brady, that day was March 30th, 1981. Jim was then President Ronald Reagan's press secretary and accompanied the president to an appearance at the Washington Hilton Hotel. Of course, nobody knew that John Hinckley Jr. was waiting outside the hotel for his chance to try to assassinate the president. Jim Brady was gravely injured that day and nearly died. But just 6 years later, Jim and Sarah Brady were on a book tour. I met them in the fall of 1987.
Well, people ask, how's the bear doing? I think, whether it be curiosity or nosiness or what, people want to know how the bear's doing.
You get a little tired of that. Perhaps.
Well, I don't know that tired of it is the right phrase. But that's the most often asked question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing right in front of you. Look at me. How am I doing?
Doing pretty well.
The physical terrorists have a tense of their own. It's called the third party invisible. Now we're going to put our jammies on. I said, well, you put your jammies on first, and then I'll put mine on.
The way you so often speak to anyone who has a handicap, it's as though they're not there.
Or as though their IQ is that of a child.
Uh-huh. Very often they talk loudly, as though you really have a hearing problem. I can remember that in the hospital, that even the doctors who deal with this
and
day in and day
the more
out.
Loudly they talk, the better you can understand it, too.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who say that there was no coincidence, no luck involved in the fact that you're sitting here today and that you're not in a box 6 feet under the ground, that there's no luck, it's not coincidence, that there is a purpose for your being here, be it perhaps it's a spiritual purpose, perhaps it's some other kind of purpose. What do you think?
Well, that's what God told me. And he doesn't say that he's going to take me if I don't do such and such. He hasn't revealed that to me yet.
Oh, you mean like Oral Roberts?
Yes.
Do you feel like you have a purpose that you have to fulfill
yes.
now?
When he sent me back, he said, little bear, your job is not done on earth yet, and I'm going to send you back. And at the proper time, I will take you again.
Will they remember you more for the fact that you were shot than for the fact that you were a terrific press secretary?
I would hope that they remember me because I was a good press secretary.
I remember when, soon after Jim was hurt, and I was showing him all the cards and letters and that he had received from people around the country, and I said, you know, it's amazing how people feel for you. Doesn't that make you feel wonderful? And he said, I'd much rather feel wonderful because of something I had done rather than something that was done for me, which is, I think, what
done
he's getting done to me, yes.
Does it make you self-conscious, all the attention that you get at times?
At times it does.
It's hard for you to...
I don't mind it, but you never have a moment to yourself.
It's hard for you to fade into the woodwork.
It's impossible to fade into the woodwork. You try to do it, but you just can't do it. So, see that fat guy over there in the wheelchair? Let me tell you his story. And then they're on you like white on rice.
But luckily you're the type of person who enjoys the limelight.
Adulation.
Yes.
Basically, you are a bit of a ham, aren't you?
Yes.
Hamus politicus.
I must also ask you, where would you be today without that lady sitting next to you?
Probably dead.
I don't think that. He's a pretty strong person on his own, I'll tell you that. He's the one who inspires the rest of us.
Are the two of you destined to relive that day forever in your nightmares? Are you always going to have nightmares? Are they always going to haunt you?
I hope not.
I don't think so, because I think we try to look forward and to look what's ahead. We've been very fortunate.
What is in your future, the two of you?
I don't know, we'll call in the great Karnak and find out.
At the end of the Reagan administration, certainly it would be like any other end of a political campaign for us. I think Jim will be looking around for another job.
Comes time to pop your chute and see if you land in the landing zone or not. I think we'll land in the landing zone.
In Washington?
Well, that's where the Congress is. I know of no movement to move the Congress out of Washington.
You want to be where the Congress is?
Well, if you lobby the Congress, then you got to be where they are.
Where will the Cubs finish next year?
Well, Dallas Green tells me that this is the year of the Cub, but I've heard that before. We have all heard that before.
Next, they'll be putting lights in.
No lights. No lights.
Jim Brady died in 2014, just a few days shy of his 74th birthday. Sarah Brady died a few months later at the age of 73. Their legacy may be the untold number of lives saved by their campaign against gun violence. I'm Bill Thompson, and now I've heard everything.